are now listening to Jump Street Radio on 101.9 CITR. Your essential selectors on this musical safari are Sam Demo and Chirk. Now pass me that 40 and play some tip-top tracks.
Bo. What's up, Vancouver? This is Life on Jump Street, 101.9 CITR FM, CITR.ca on the interwebs. How the heck are ya? We got a special guest back, making his triumphant return to the booth. It's Arnold Sane, everybody.
Yo, yo.
What's up, Arnold?
Good, how are you?
What's up is good. Fair enough. I've had better days. This is actually one of my first days out of the house in about
swine flu.
A week. Yeah, I don't know if that's what I would
call it.
But yeah, we're just adjusting Baz's mic once again.
Again.
No, yeah, it was a pretty dirty flu, and now I've just got this wicked cough. It's super fun. So, naturally, I'm not going to do a lot of talking, which may or may not please you. What we are going to do is play some good music. Baz, what's going on with you? Let's talk about you for a minute before I start playing some weird stuff.
Tomorrow night we've got Debashment. We've got the big Canada Day bonanza.
Cool.
And that's over in Victoria, where you're going to be playing next week.
That's right.
Element.
Big news, big news. DJ Chirk is going to be throwing down finally again. And by the way, I really enjoy speaking in the third person. He is going to be throwing down finally once again at my favorite party, the Bashment in good old Victoria next week. So if you're in the area, come down.
It's going to be good.
Tomorrow night too. I mean, it's going to be a big party tomorrow as well.
Canada Day party tomorrow.
Cool, man. What do we got going tonight? We got this. We got a Canada Day pre-party of our own at the Met. We got a.
Neoteric.
Neo, Sam, myself, his buddy Kevin. I can't remember what his.
Kev.
Yeah.
Call him Kevy Kev. Yeah, from
Kevy, Australia.
Kevy K. New Zealand, whatever.
Yes, he's going to be throwing down as well. I think maybe his North American debut. I'm not sure about that, but it's good stuff either way. Come down. We got a like free keg. and some cheap booze otherwise. So yeah, that'll be fun. Thursday FML.
Yeah, at Shine with
Big Things at Shine.
Shit's popping off.
Yeah, they got the
and we have Hatchmatic coming up at FML, which is at Shine on July 16th.
True.
July 16th.
Vancouver, we're just getting this out of the way so we can get to the good stuff, which is the music and so this promo business just needs to get done. What else we need to talk about? Oh, Friday, obviously, Almost Famous. We got some big stuff coming up. Come down to that. That being said, I'm going to play... Oh, what's that song? It's a new remix, Heavy Feet remix of a Kidda track. Shit, I forget what it's called. One sec, I just got it. I don't know what it's called. I'm about to play it. Figure it out for yourself. You can check it out on the blog, lifeonjumpstreet.com. Hit me up on Facebook right now. We're doing this live. I'll catch you in a minute, Vancouver. Life on Jump Street, 101.9 CITR FM. This is Heavy Feet Remix, New Kidda.
Peace.
Loneliness and the sadness, personal problems.
Always, 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 always Batia. Think less Batia grow. Like a ride, oh. Not easily offended. Not hard to let it go. From a mess to the masses. There's a mania. Think less Batia grow. Like a ride, oh. Not easily offended.
I can do the show.
You're starting tonight. We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Beautiful country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. Picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good, some bad. Matter of fact, in those days,
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure, remember that
CITR
can be mighty helpful.
Yeehaw!
Ladies and gentlemen, boys, girls, and everything in between, step right up as the Youth Co-Aids Society proudly presents Acquired Taste, a carnival of sensations.
On July 9th at 7 p.m., the Big Top hits Canvas Lounge at 99 Powell Street with a feast of all things circus, featuring burlesque and belly dancers, drag performers, aerialists, fire spinners, and jugglers. All proceeds from the premier silent auction go to support prevention education in youth impacted by HIV/AIDS.
Auction donations and ticket purchases can be handled at www.youthco.org or the Youth Co. office downtown. Sponsor a ticket for someone else in true circus style, one night only, July 9th.
right, Vancouver, you're back. We're back. We're all back. It's well, you know what it is. It's Life on Jump Street, of course. That was me just pooping out a little bit of music to sort of stroke my own ego that this is actually my own show. And now we're going to let Arnold Sane sort of take over and do some things. First of all, though, we have something very important. Last time Baz was here, we introduced you to our Victoria correspondent, Scott Loudon. To keep in fashion with that, we're going to have another chat with Scott. We're going to put him on the air here, hopefully. And yeah, let Vancouver just hear what he has to say. One sec, let me figure this out. Scott, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Oh, we can hear you too. This is such a perfect arrangement.
Excellent.
Technology is wonderful, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Actually, you know what? I feel like this is not even considered technology anymore. If you could see this board in here,
yeah.
It's I feel like you know when a supervillain has like a nuclear arsenal.
Yeah, it's like Star Trek.
Yes, but from the 80s.
Like, it's in the future, but, like, made in the 80s.
Yes.
Yeah. Totally.
That's what we have going on in front of us. Just so you can, to help you visualize.
None of the buttons do anything, I'm sure.
No. So, Scott, what's up? I mean, how's Vic?
I would not say that technology is that far along, because have you heard about this cow that is washed up on the shore?
No.
In Victoria. On Dallas Road, me and my best friend walking along and ran into a couple friends, and they're telling us about this beached cow, and I didn't even believe them. Take us down to the beach, a brown cow, completely washed up on the beach by Dallas Road.
How did they get there?
Nobody knows. They still don't know. But it was there for 48 hours. Like, they just, like had to talk so much about, they couldn't figure out what they were going to do with it. They were figuring out who had to deal with it. Because it's not the, what is it, the DFO, the Department of Fisheries, because they only deal with beach sea life. So since it's a cow, they have to bring in, like, these people from, what is it, Canadian Food Inspection Agencies. I don't know. It's this crazy thing. So they have to tote it to Nanaimo and then to Calgary. It seems ridiculous. Like, why this is such a big issue, but nobody can figure out where it came from.
So this is the talk of the town in Victoria right now.
Like, nothing happens in the city. This is why we have to talk about cows. But
they should have blown it up like they did that whale. Remember they blew up that whale on the beach?
What? No.
It says
no one is called to claim the cow. The city is no closer to knowing whether it came from an island, farm, or fell off a boat, or even knows if cows swim. So it's like, okay, I don't know, it's the craziest thing. So we were down there, like, taking pictures of it and stuff. I put these pictures of these kids I know up on Facebook of them, like, standing on the cow and stuff, and I've offended a lot of people. Like, people are really upset about it. Like,
yeah, but,
people,
I mean, the cow's
people
dead.
People are like, ha-ha, that's so funny, and half people are like, that is so horrible, you're so immature, and, like... I don't know. You know what? I feel like I eat them. I can't, like, care about what I do to their corpse that's up on the beach, honestly. Like,
it's
I'm
autistic.
Gonna eat it. I don't know. Maybe I'm totally out of line, but...
Yeah, could this be some
yes. Offensive? I don't know.
Is this Banksy? Did Banksy put that cow on the beach or what?
Someone should tag that cow.
I don't know. But they were standing on it, and secretly I was totally hoping that their feet were just going to slide right into it. Kind of like, you know, when they're trying to push that cow on Reno, or not the whale on Reno 911. I don't know, kind of like that.
Okay,
I've never seen that.
I'm not familiar.
No, just their feet, just totally, just stuck right into it. I was hoping, but no.
That reminds me of actually my sister and I were in Dominican Republic, and we were just walking down the beach, and there was. I don't know if this is more or less random, but there was just a cow udder embedded in the beach, just poking out.
Are you sure it was that?
Yes, it was out. Okay. It couldn't have been anything else. The size of it was immense, and there was just fly. It was bonkers.
Stuff that washes the shore. It's the scariest thing ever.
Yeah, Vancouver. If you have a better. Doesn't have to be a cow. Something that washed up.
How do you
story.
Beat, I don't know if you could beat a cow.
I'd never underestimate Baz.
Without a tornado.
Give us a call. Yeah, yeah. Give us a call, 822-2487. We want to hear your what washed up on the beach stories.
I don't know if I want to hear these stories. But right.
I do.
Okay.
Well, Scott, it's always a pleasure talking.
Are you actually here in Victoria next week?
Yeah, Wednesday. I'm going to come
Amazing.
Out and throw down with you guys. So I'm looking forward to that. And
Vancouver people should ferry over for that event.
Yeah, no, they are. I told them they're gonna do that.
All right. Get a shuttle together.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks for calling in, man. We'll see you soon.
All right. See you tomorrow,
see you
Scott.
Week.
All right, bye.
Perfect. All right, I can hear
that's a great rhythm. Noise. Hey. That's a great noise. So yeah, that's the cow thing. That's some weird business. Even weirder are the noises that
cows make.
No, and that you're about to make out of the turntables. Ernald Sain, ladies and gentlemen, is about to play a little set for y'all. So settle in your chair, in your car, in your office, wherever you're at. And if you don't have to settle in, I would recommend standing up and putting on your dancing shoes, because you're about to hear some banging beats from Arnold Sain. This is 101.9 CITR FM. You're listening to Life on Jump Street Radio every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Check it. This is Arnold Sain.
You are listening to Arnold Sain. You are listening to Arnold Sain.
Big shout out to Scotty Swanson out in Kelowna, listening once again. The big man, Jeremiah Neoteric. What's going down? Kevin Eamon, Eames, kicking it out in Montreal. What's up? We love you. We love you. This is Arnold Sain on Life on Jump Street Radio, 101.9 CITR. Dig it.
She's not a tease, but she knows they all be fiending for her skin, her touch, her lips, her love. The sky's not high enough. We will shock and show her.
Yeah, y'all, once again, Arnold Sain, Life on Jump Street. That's all you need to know. 101.9 CITR FM. What's up, Vancouver? I like these guys. Friendly Fires. I like this guy. Enjoy.
I'm not around. It's time to jack. We got that acid jack, girl. She got crazy legs. That's right. I'm gonna get some. She got crazy legs. Don't know what she said. From the booty to the toes, and she.
Coming in for Jelly Roll. Hey, Dutch, why don't you put some jelly on that roll?
Okay, Vancouver, that's it. You just finished listening to Ernest Sane, Throw It Down. Life on Jump Street, 101.9, CITR.ca, CITR-FM. The Crimes and Treasons boys aren't going to be able to make it. They got a gig tonight, so... I got to jet to my own, to my own party too, or we'd be rocking all night, but... What they got lined up for you guys is kind of a special treat. DJ Premier put out a sort of RIP Michael Jackson type Steez mix on his blog spot, I think, yesterday. They're gonna throw that up for all you hip hop Michael Jackson heads for the next couple hours. So roll down to the Met tonight. We got a freak egg and bunch of cheap drinks, and then we're going to celebrate Canada the right way. So come do that. Thursday, FML, of course, big bass lines. Ernest Sane, myself, we're going to be there. The shit's popping off, boys. It's we got some new disco in the back, too. Super chill, super, super funky. Good stuff back there. And, of course, Almost Famous on Friday. That's it for me. This is DJ Chirk and Ernest Sane, and we had Scott on the show. We all want to say thank you, Vancouver, for listening. And peace out.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise. Music that isn't in its right mind.
Cheers, your man Terminology. I'm holding it down with my dog, man. My man DJ Premier, live from headquarters.
That's right, that's right. 877-60 Hip Hop. What up, Reg? Reggie Hawkins in the place to be, yes, sir. Or 877-604-4746. Damn,
yeah, Reg up in here with a stretched out neck like KC and shit, like they go to the same high school.
That's what it is.